boys and girls, welcome back to the Inspiration Space, where today I got to speak to George Cruz and Dom Day. So George Cruz and Dom Day, if you don't know, they are two very well-known professional rugby players. Dom is from Wales, he's been around the block, he's been to some amazing clubs. He's now at Saracens with George, who obviously is an England hero, somebody I've watched for years. He's also played for the British and Irish Lions and is, you know, one of the best second rows in the world. So yeah, for me to sit in the gym, have a chat with these boys about their passion project, which is obviously their company, 4-5, which is CBD oil created by athletes for athletes. They contacted me about a month and a half ago, and kind of, I obviously knew of CBD oil and I'd heard about it, and I just naturally, in all honesty, somebody who has never really smoked marijuana, hasn't really enjoyed it when I have in the past, when I was in my sort of teenage years, in the 20s, uni or whatever, it never really appealed to me. So from the off, you know, there's kind of stigma, which we talk a lot about in this episode, around CBD oil and how it's kind of linked with marijuana, obviously being from the cannabis plant. But it's not until you really educate yourself and trial it like I did. I've been on CBD oil for the last 6 weeks, and to realise really what an unbelievable product it is in the grand scheme of things. For example, a lot of people, myself included, take it to reduce anxiety and stress. Like everyone, I have a relatively stressful and sad point, anxiety fueled job. And it's something that I've taken in the evening, this product, this 4-5 product that they kindly gave me to try out. And yeah, it has an unbelievably relaxing effect on me. Not to the point where I'm sort of like monged out. It just reduces that stress level to a degree where it just helps me calm and switch off in the evening. And that is one of the common things I speak to about from, you know, people my age, you know, in their 20s and 30s, that difficulty to kind of switch off from their day-to-day activity. So more than anything, that for me is what it has come in and done such a fantastic job of doing. So now, without a doubt, this is not a sales pitch. This is quite simply, you know, a part of my daily habits now. And yeah, it's something that I'm definitely going to be doing going forward. Also, you know, it's a really, really good tool for people. It's more like the everyday athlete, for pain, inflammation, all these things. But what I do argue to do is don't have that initial stigma towards this CBD oil, guys. It's understandable. You know, you hear cannabis, you think drug, you think, you know, smoking a joint in the street. It's not like that. So I do encourage you to go away, do your research on it, maybe trial it. I'll leave the link to 4-5's website in my show notes. Also, George is happy enough, George and Dom, sorry, are happy enough to give us a cheeky little discount code, which I will also leave in the show notes. But just for you here, it is F45 Oxford 20. So F45 Oxford 20. I was going to put Oxford Circus in there, but it was too long. But yeah, George and Dom have kindly given us this discount code. So yeah, get stuck into that. More than anything, just trial it, guys. It's a really, really great tool. Especially if you have levels of anxiety and stress, it just helps you switch off. But yeah, it's a good story. This, you know, Dom and George have been guys I've watched for years, and it was just more than anything great to speak to these lads, the top fellas. And I really enjoyed getting the chance to get to know them and hearing about their sort of vision and passion for this 4-5 CBD oil company. Have a fantastic day, guys. Get stuck into this, and as always, I will see you and speak to you soon.
Anyway, boys, first things first, I want to say massive thanks for coming down. I've watched you two guys over the years, plenty. Obviously, I'm a Saris fan, known Jamie. And yeah, I hope you're enjoying your off-season after a mega, mega season. How was it? How was the experience? How are you feeling now? Is it nice to have a couple of months off?
A couple of months off, we wish.
How long do you get off?
We get 5 weeks in total. Yeah. But I think, like, there's an expectation that you come back in reasonably good shape. You know, you don't want to come back like a dough ball, but but so like the last couple of weeks you'll be doing a bit of training, and so yeah, you get 5 weeks off. Nice. But yeah, it's been a man of season. We did the double, which was something we're
insane.
Yeah, something we're properly proud of.
Is the first double you've done?
We've done the double.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's they're not usual things to do. So sometimes you gotta. Well, firstly, you've definitely got to celebrate it properly. But yeah,
I think the best thing probably to do right now probably introduce yourself separately a little bit, a bit of your background on your careers, and then almost let's just get straight on to how you guys came across CBD oil and how you kind of started this company. I think that's probably the best place to start. If you want to start, George or Dom, it's up to you.
I'll go first, introduce myself.
Crack on.
So Dom Day, obviously I'm at Saracens, play there with George, I've been there for the last couple of years. Started in Wales, obviously, as you can tell by my accent, I'm sure.
It's a deep valley accent, that.
Yeah. So played in Wales for a few years, moved on to Bath, went around the world, been in Japan, Australia. And then, yeah, I'm back in sunny London playing for Saracens, which is awesome.
I got slightly probably more boring setup. I left school, went straight to Sarries, and that's pretty much it.
You went to Leatherhead, didn't you?
I went to St John's and Leatherhead. Yeah.
That's right. So you've been to Sarries through and through, so not like Dom, you haven't travelled the world.
I'm yet to travel the world. I mean, we've been a fair few places, both with club and country, but yeah, I haven't been to a different club yet. So.
I don't want you to at the moment, mate.
No, I don't think I want to either.
So yeah, I mean, from all the research I've done, you guys obviously have been playing together for how long?
Well, 2 years?
2 years now?
Yeah.
We've played against each other in the Premiership a fair bit as well.
And you've both had obviously your experiences with injury, and you know, obviously rugby takes its toll on your physique.
Yeah.
You're literally like human missiles running at each other for 80 minutes. So I mean, who was it really out of the two of you that kind of had the first experience with it? Was it you, Dom?
Yeah.
Just talk us through a little bit about kind of how you stumbled across it and the impact it had on you.
Yeah, so I was struggling with injury at the time. And as you are, you're in a different sort of mindset when you're injured. And I was sort of looking for every which way to sort of give myself an edge to get back as fit as possible. Stumbled across CBD online, was reading a few papers, read some really positive things, all anecdotal, but it was really positive. And that's when I thought, you know, I'm going to give this a go. Gave it a go, and it seemed to help my symptoms that I had with certain problems I was having. And then after that, George's injury sort of happened at a similar time.
Which one was that?
I did my other ankle. I know I'm currently in a boot for my other ankle, but had an operation on my left ankle, and for me it was trying to target a better like recovery program. So the sleep was a massive thing for me. Looking at kind of trying to get a better quality sleep was massive. Looking at especially when you're injured, you train kind of six times a week. You know, it's a pretty bleak existence. Been professional and been injured, you're really putting the hours in. So definitely for me it was more about targeting like a better recovery through sleep, and that's definitely something I benefited from.
But what was interesting as well, from reading about your experience, Dom, was that you tried it, you didn't tell your physio at the time, and he started to notice you were less inflammatory everywhere, and the recovery speed started to pick up. Is that correct?
Yeah, so look, there's a stigma around CBD, around where it comes from. So I was a bit sketchy about telling my physio first, kept it to myself. He noticed that my symptoms were getting better. I was improving. I was recovering. So I sort of changed it up. I came off CBD, and symptoms came back, took it again. Symptoms went away, and that's how I sort of got sold on it initially. I was like, there's one thing changing here, and that is me taking this natural product. And yeah, it was brilliant, and I was sold after that.
And that was about two, how many many years ago was that?
So that was
about
a year and a half ago.
And I think probably the most important message that I want to get from this podcast today, and I'm sure it'll save you guys, is you're right, that stigma around sort of CBD, the fact that it comes from cannabis, and obviously naturally people have this stigma around it.
Hmm.
Maybe it would be great if you could kind of break down really what CBD is, you know, and why it's not like smoking a joint, essentially. I think that, let's just get that out in the open.
Yeah.
Let's kind of really break it down. What's the difference? Obviously, THC is a big facet around it. So maybe if you could just break it down a little bit for the listener. Yeah, I think that'd be great.
For sure. I think you if you take a normal cannabis plant, it's fairly high in THC. So THC is the stuff that gives you that the psychoactive, the stuff that will kind of make you high. So we take the hemp plant, which is naturally low in THC. Further to that, we extract a lot of the THC out. So we've got two products, one a flatline zero THC, which is for our tested athletes, but we've also got a full spectrum product which has trace amounts of THC, so below 0.2 by law. So only trace amounts. And it's really about distinguishing between those two plants, I think, and how you get your product from the hemp plant, which is already low in THC.
Wow. Okay. So what do you think are the first kind of steps in order to get out there and break this stigma? I mean, I've started to see CBD pop up all over the shop now, but yours, I believe, is the only CBD oil which has zero THC?
So there's lots which have zero THC, but as athletes who get properly tested, you know, we get drugs tested. Well, how many times have you been drugs tested this year?
Yeah, like 5-6 times.
Yeah. So again, I've been tested 6 times this year. So you got to be completely assured of what you're taking. So we are the first CBD product to be cross-contaminated tested for banned substances by BSCG, which is a drugs test control group. And for us, that's huge. It allows us to go to players and give them a genuine option to know that they're pretty safe taking our product.
And it's a beautiful thing, that, because, I mean, there are obviously so many benefits, and I'm going to ask you about them, but as athletes, and especially rugby athletes, people, you know, you guys, like I said, the human missiles running each other, you've had to play and deal with pain for your whole careers, that's safe to say.
Mm.
I mean, the impact of having something to turn to which isn't a prescribed, I'm sure we'll get on to, you know, prescribed medication, prescribed painkillers. Could you talk to us, obviously you've had to deal with prescribed painkillers across your career until you stumbled across CBD. What, for you, is the kind of main difference between the two? I mean, prescribed painkillers and CBD, I mean, is there anything that you feel on a day-to-day basis, the difference between the two?
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously CBD is 100% natural, organic, it's essentially a plant, so first of all, you're not putting any chemicals into your body. It's all 100% natural. And, you know, like you said, we've had a lot of experiences with prescribed drugs. You know, all you want to do when you're a rugby player is get out there and play. And when you're injured, you'll do what you need to do to get out and play, whether it's taking anti-inflammatories, taking painkillers. You know, that's part and parcel of the game sometimes, because you're trying to pay the bills, you're trying to get out there, you're trying to get contracts and win games, essentially. But we've sort of managed to switch it up and take this organic, natural product, which essentially is doing great things for us and helping our symptoms, and it's just brilliant, and we're sold on it massively.
Yeah, for sure. So talk me through how you personally take it. So you've kindly sent me a sample. Which is funny, I actually came off the back of, it's not a professional rugby match, but we did something called the F45 playoffs, which is basically a useful 10-minute workout, and you're basically at 90% of your optimal heart rate for 10 minutes, and we had to go around the thing seven times. So my body was fucked.
Okay. Screaming.
It was honestly, like, battered. I was battered. Like, my whole body was absolutely, and it arrived, I think it was arrived on the Monday after that.
Yeah.
So I was like, great fucking timing. So I was struggling to sleep. Like, first night, I was really struggling to sleep. I couldn't, any position I moved in, and like I said, this is not a professional rugby match, but, you know, I was struggling. And the next night, I put a couple of drops because I had the spray.
Yeah.
Because I understand you've got a couple of the products. I had a couple of sprays under the tongue. You know, and to be honest with all these things, if I'm being completely honest, like anything that people approach me with, I kind of go in not expecting anything because that's the best way to approach it. And I'm telling you, like, I was so unbelievably chilled. Yeah. Like, it relaxed me so much. And I finally, for the first night, like two or three nights, I finally got really good quality 8 hours sleep, relaxed. I woke up feeling refreshed. And most importantly, for the first time in a couple of days, I could actually walk without a limb, which was great. So, like, I think it's great that I had the chance to trial it myself before speaking to you guys. Cause
yeah.
Back to my question. I mean, the process that you guys obviously take it, I mean, that would be interesting for me to hear in regard to, you know, do you take it during the day? Like, do you take it before training? Like, my only experience with it is simply just to try and relax. And I feel my body kind of go into a much better state. Do you do that before you train? I mean, probably not. I wouldn't have thought, I don't know, tell me.
Oh, we're both different, so.
Yeah, I mean, I take mine, like I said, for sleep rather than...
Fascinating.
Yeah, rather than anything else, because I know that when I've had a good sleep, firstly I'm a lot less grouchy, but I feel in a lot better state. So for me, it's about targeting that, and I'll have maybe three sprays before bed, and I won't use it every day. It will be more when I'm looking to target, because I do sleep a lot of the time, generally quite well. But if I want to promote a better one, then I'll target that.
Interesting. So you don't take it in the day.
No, not particularly. Yeah, it's something I'll take maybe three times a week, pre some of the bigger training session days.
So I take it every day.
Yeah.
Every day, twice a day, three times a day. I do take it twice a day, every day, because I'm a bit older than George. Bit more weathered probably.
tough paper on
but much like you take all people who take a multivitamin, that's how I see taking CBD. I take it morning and night, obviously to help my sleep and just sort of to help me get up there and get through. Obviously training's pretty physical and tough these days, and as I get older, I feel like I need something to sort of help me get through it.
Makes sense. So, touching on both those points, you take sleep, which I find really fascinating. I don't know if you heard a guy called Nick Littlehales before. He's a sleep coach. He's done some stuff with some professional sports teams. He's worked with Real Madrid and Cristiano Ronaldo and all this stuff, and he works on their sleep. And I remember speaking to him on the podcast, and he was like, what's really frightening is the fact that there's all these prescribed sleep aids and the financial status of that sector is frightening. But the negative impact that those drugs have. You guys obviously have a business. Does that really fucking excite you? The fact that something like this, which doesn't have detrimental effects in the long run, can potentially definitely will have a much better sustainable impact on people's sleep naturally. I mean, that must be extremely exciting.
Yeah, look, for our point of view, we're a food supplement, so it's quite hard for us to talk about other drugs and medical claims as such. But for us, being an athlete, looking at, you know, different alternatives towards those sort of things, and having something which is very natural, it strikes everything that we want to be kind of getting onto. And especially like Dom said, you do a lot, and you do a lot to get yourself to be up to play and stuff. So to have something which is a bit more natural, for me, it's a no-brainer, really.
Yeah. And then moving on to what you were saying, Dom, so in terms of, you know, just feeling better and more, essentially you're saying you'll be able to perform better due to better recovery, essentially, so it's less inflammatory. That's extremely exciting as well, the fact that you don't have to pump. I mean, I was reading about Lewis Moody and the fact that he'd taken so many painkillers over the year. He'd had some
gut issues there.
Yeah. I mean, replacing these painkillers with something such as CBD, you know, that's also really exciting, the fact that you find a healthier, hopefully, alternative to that.
Yeah, look, as like George said, we can't go massively into the sort of medical side and touch base on that, but you're right, it's hugely exciting. Like it's a market that we think is going to grow hugely, and people are really going to adopt, and you know, those are the reasons that we think people are going to sort of start moving over to this sector and taking a natural product that's going to give them the same sort of benefits, similar benefits.
Sure. So here's a question, spin on its head, because like I said, I like to come in with an open mind, and anyone listening to this podcast, you know, I really want them to hear all angles. Is there a time that people really shouldn't be taking this CBD oil? I mean, from your experience, from anything, any research done, is there really no, I mean, what is there not the time to be taking?
Look, I think that it's worth saying that you should always kind of speak to your doctor and your, right, you know, your nutritionist before you take anything like this. But it's for us, it's got a really good safety profile, and that's come from above board. It's as a product, it's got a really healthy safety profile. Sorry, but yeah, I think there's dosages and things that you want to stick to and not go above. We suggest don't go above 100 mg of CBD a day. The guideline from above is don't go above 200 mg. So it's, like I said, it's got a real decent safety profile, and there's nothing really at the moment suggesting otherwise.
So in terms of the company, I mean, how long have you guys been working on this together?
It's probably been a year now.
Yeah.
Must be quite exciting working on this project, and kind of, I mean, what was it like kind of getting over the line, getting that approval from, what was the board you said? The
BSCG.
Yeah. I mean, what was that? Was that touch and go? Was it a long process?
It was a long, expensive, painful process. Yeah. But it was good. Look, it's...
CBD oil, I'll be. Get some.
It's, look, it was, for us, it was something we knew we had to, because... We can offer, I mean, our target audience is active people, but a large part of obviously what we do is we're rugby players, we're professionals, we get drugs tested. So we knew we had to kind of come up with a problem, solve a problem that a lot of professionals at the moment, whether it's, you know, Olympians, whether it's footballers, rugby players, across the board, there's a lot of people who are definitely interested in taking CBD, but a little bit tentative because of things they've read, or because of, you know, the link with cannabis. So for us, it's about kind of knowledge, expanding the knowledge on the subject, and providing a genuine option which not only players but nutritionists, coaches, and testing bodies are completely satisfied with.
I'm interested to see where you think and how you think this stigma will kind of be eradicated. I mean, like you said, it's all down to education. It's like anything. Mm. Like I'm trying to think of loads of, there's tons of examples out there. But like, it's almost like, I mean, you refer to sleep as an example, just an example, like napping has a stigma around it in our culture today, like especially in like corporate culture, like, oh God, you went for a nap, you're weak, or like, this is sort of very, very different, but in order for it to go to a new level, like we really need to be educated on the topic of what CBD is. I mean, what do you think hopefully the steps will be?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, a lot of it's anecdotal at the minute. Yeah. You'll Google CBD oil, mm-hmm, and you'll see all these sort of amazing stories of whatever happening. But I think now that it is getting a lot more mainstream, there's a lot more sort of trials happening. I think that's going to help massively. You know, just sort of the science behind it is coming to the fore. So all that sort of stuff. And you know, look, I can't even convince my dad to take CBD.
It's
like,
the elderly that struggle.
It's,
you've got to have an open mind towards it.
100%, yeah. And, you know, he's still not 100% sure what we're doing here. So I'm pretty sure once I convince my dad, then...
You're not a drug dealer.
Once I convince him, everyone's going to be good to go.
But what also something I love about it, and something I really want to touch on, and it's something I always really touch on in my podcast, is the impact... that this stuff I think could have on not just physical, not just sleep, but like your mental health. I think it, like, I'm a very anxious character. I mean, I get very stressed with this job sometimes. You know, being up at 6 in the morning, you know, back to sleep at 11:30 at night, you know, my sleep gets affected. It has definitely benefited that, but more than anything, I've noticed this week, like, my anxiety levels have just been really, really, like, chilled, and I'm much more focused. So I'm really hoping that that part, I know the sleep has definitely been better because of the CBD oil, but I'm really hoping that that, specifically the sort of anxiety, my anxiety levels isn't anything to do with, like, placebo or anything like that, because I'm really super, like, calm. Like, I'm not, I'm very, like, erratic as a human being. I'm just a lot more chilled. And what I noticed, actually, the other night, I took it before I went to bed. I was on my laptop, and I just was really, really super focused. It was weird. Like, I've never, like, especially that time of night, I'm more like a zombie. But I noticed that my anxiety levels dropped, and I actually did, like, another, like, 45 minutes an hour of work, like, really good, solid quality work. So I'm hoping that's not placebo.
This is not a paid ad.
Yeah. Well, honestly, like I've never had a, I've never bought a product on to this show or spoken about a product that I don't generally agree with. So you're right. This is definitely not an ad. This is just personal experience. I think speaking about personal experience is like said, is the first step forward, right?
I think we again.
Do you take it the night before a game? Obviously.
I'll take it night before game happily. From our point of view, again, it's. Talking about anxiety and stuff like that is a touchy subject in terms of medical claims and things like that. But definitely our customer base, a good chunk of them are kind of young, fit people who you know, take that into account and use it because of that. So it's for us, it's like we take on board all feedback, and we're dead happy with some of it.
That's fantastic, boys. Great. So, I mean, the next 12, 18 months, I mean, what have you got on the agenda for this? Also, personally, you know, you've got next season, like, talk to us a little bit, a couple of things that are going on with the business and, you know in your careers as well.
We're sort of probably...
Back to salaries.
In different points of our career, I'm probably not far off retiring myself, so CBD will be coming to the forefront for me, yeah. Yeah, look, we're working on some exciting stuff as well. Obviously, we just released our zero for athletes, but aside from that, we've got a lot of really exciting things to be released over the next few months. So a couple more product releases, sort of really pushing this out as much as possible. And then someone's got a possible World Cup that he's got to get stuck into as well.
Yeah, so, I mean... Look, we're in the next few weeks at a World Cup camp, so looking forward to seeing how that goes. Obviously, we had a...
Keep that foot elevated.
Exactly. I've got an issue with my foot at the moment, but it's good. Timings work out well, and it was a kind of a decision based on what we've got in front of us to get it done now. So, I'm properly pumped for what lies ahead. I think we've really got a good group at England, which are... kind of galvanising well. Obviously, a couple of poor halves in the Six Nations, but aside from that, it's looking like a really well built team that have been together for kind of 4 years now and experienced the pain of a previous poor World Cup. So
I'm so excited for it.
Yeah, it's gonna be good. It's gonna be good fun.
We're gonna get a huge projector. cancel classes.
For yeah.
But yeah, boys, I really appreciate you coming down. Got members down here and people that I know that this stuff could directly benefit on a daily basis. I'm very, very keen and excited to kind of help. I always am looking to find ways to help them, and this is definitely added onto the spectrum of what I want to introduce to them. So once again, thanks very much for coming down. Really appreciate your time and all the best for the World Cup, and I'm looking forward to seeing what the future lies for CBD and everything that involves.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, mate.
Cheers for having us.